This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The United States and European Union agreed to pull back from a tariff war with the creation of a high-level working group to discuss problems. The development follows talks at the White House between President Donald Trump and EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker.
So we had a big day, very big. We met right here at the White House to launch a new phase in the relationship between the United States and the European Union, a phase of close friendship, of strong trade relations in which both of us will win.
Mr. Trump pledged to resolve recently imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum. Mr. Juncker said as long as the two sides talk, they'll hold off new tariffs.
We have identified a number of areas on which to work together. Work towards zero tariffs on industrial goods. That was my main intention, to propose to come down to zero tariffs on industrial goods.
Trade tensions appear ready to escalate with the U.S. threatening new tariffs on European cars over European trade practices. Global markets reacted positively. That doesn't surprise AMP Capital chief economist Shane Oliver in Australia.
So the fact that the two sides are talking, the fact that the Europeans are actually open to removing their tariffs on industrial goods and also trade barriers generally, I think you'd have to say is a very positive sign.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump took to Twitter complaining about Chinese counter-tariffs aimed at American agriculture, calling them a vicious way to extract concessions. China's President Xi Jinping warned Wednesday there are no winners in a global trade war. Speaking at the BRICS Summit of Nations, Johannesburg, Mr. Xi also said unilateralism and protectionism should be resolutely rejected. Japan executed six more members of the doomsday cult Aum Shinrikyo, responsible for a deadly sarin gas attack on a Tokyo subway in 1995. This is VOA News. President Trump has postponed a second meeting with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin until next year to allow a U.S. investigation into allegations of Russian meddling in America's elections is finished. The two leaders met earlier this month in Helsinki. Appearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended the U.S.-Russia dialogue and, underscoring the administration's tough approach, publicly denounced the 2014 annexation of Crimea.
I want to assure this committee that the United States does not and will not recognize the Kremlin's purported annexation of Crimea. We stand together with allies, partners, and the international community in our commitment to Ukraine and its territorial integrity.
Committee Chairman Bob Corker questioned President Trump's policies toward the Kremlin that, in his words, have created doubt about his motivations. In Syria, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for Wednesday's coordinated attacks in regime-held territory in the southwest that left more than 200 dead. Jihadist fighters attacked several villages, as well as the provincial capital, Sweida, with suicide bombers. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said dozens of Islamists were also killed. A 26-year-old Chinese man from Inner Mongolia was wounded Thursday when an explosive device he carried detonated near the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. There were no other injuries. Police have not yet released a motive for the blast from what was described as a firework device. The number of dead from a wildfire along the Greek coast has risen to at least 81. Hundreds were trapped late Monday by raging flames in the eastern resort of Mati. Volunteers like Kostas Perforakis are providing those affected with water, food, and other supplies.
I saw everything on the news, but a lot of my friends have been affected by the fire. Had a lot of people that have lost their houses that were burned to the ground from the fire. Some others have their houses been damaged. So I thought it was ethical for me just to come here and volunteer. It's the least I can do for all those people who were affected.
Many resorted to jumping into the sea to save their lives. Others suffocated in cars or on cliffs. Dozens are still reported missing. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Africa this week told Ugandan lawmakers Wednesday Africa is at the top of India's priorities. He announced India will open 18 new embassies on the continent. U.S. stocks soared on news of easing trade tensions between the U.S. and Europe. The benchmark Dow Jones gaining more than 170 points to 25,414. Gains in technology matters pushed the Nasdaq to a record high close. Venezuela, plagued by rapid inflation Wednesday, removed five zeros from its currency, the Bolivar. The International Monetary Fund warned this week the South American country faces an inflation rate of 1,000,000% by year's end. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors, so I want you to relax, because today again I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But later on the show, I'll be talking to ZZ. She's based right there in Nigeria. And we'll be talking about her music life and her latest song, Fast Lane. And there's going to be more from that. So stay tuned for that. ZZ is going to be my guest straight from Nigeria. But let's get into the musical field right now. Remember, I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa. At this time, I start off with Senegal's Youssou N'Dour featuring the Democratic Republic of Congo's Fally Ipupa in Banla. And right after that, Zambe by Dr. Upendo J. Bride of Tanzania and Nekata by Flavor of Nigeria. But let's enjoy Banla right now with the legendary Youssou N'Dour from Senegal and Fally Ipupa from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
tujalie
I want to give you a ring, oh, my love, oh.
Nekata, Flavor of Nigeria, beautiful music. And before that was in Zambe by Dr. Upendo J. Bride of Tanzania, and Banla by Youssou N'Dour of Senegal featuring Fally Ipupa from the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. Remember to join me later on with my guest Zizi from Nigeria.
Hello, my name is John James B. from Calabar, Crossroads State, Nigeria. I love The African Beat. I love The African Beat more than the Camerons love Makossa. I love The African Beat more than monkeys love bananas. And even I love The African Beat more than the Nigerian people love their president. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And it's good to be back. Welcome back to The African Beat if you've just joined me. And now, let the music roll. Obayanda is our next track, and this is done by the young and energetic rapper from Sierra Leone, Menance the General, MDG, as he's popularly known. And right after that, Kucheza by Mafiki Zolo from South Africa, and Emergency by Easy featuring Stoneboy from Ghana. But Obayanda is the track right now by the great man, Menance the General, MDG, from Sierra Leone.
Che, we don't do am again, oh. Da-da-da. Touch ground.
I say, I be go. kucheza na wewe. I lose control.
Let me love you, love you.
We can do.
African Beats.
Emergency, Easy, featuring Stone Boy from Ghana. And before that, Kucheza by Mafiki Zulu from South Africa. And Obayanda by MDG of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van Der here in Washington. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van Der, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical journey, I guarantee.
African beats.
Africa. Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
All right, to our African beat listeners across the globe, wherever you are, I just want to welcome you again to this special show. Remember, I told you earlier that my guest today is ZZ, and ZZ is from Nigeria, and I'm talking to her directly on the phone to Nigeria. Welcome to the African beat, ZZ.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, which part of Nigeria are you based right now?
I'm currently in Lagos.
Okay, Lagos, the populated Lagos. Wow. Mm-hmm. So how do you go around with all the traffic, the great population out there?
Yeah, you know, Lagos is quite stressful, but it's just the fun of it, you know. Just being in that whole chaos, there's sometimes... There's beauty in it.
Okay, so would you say for somebody with your kind of profession, Lagos is the best place to be?
Well, there's a lot of people who want to be musicians and do music, so it is definitely a good place to start from, definitely.
So ZZ, we're going to talk about your music today, and we're going to talk about you a little bit, where you got all this one from. But first of all, in very few words, I wanted to just introduce to the people who are listening to you right now, who is ZZ?
Okay, well, ZZ is a Nigerian who also has a Filipino mother, so she's half Asian, and was born and raised in Lagos, studied in the Philippines University, and fell in love with the guitar over there, taught herself how to play the guitar, and turned her poems, because I started by writing poetry, and I turned my poems into songs, and it just all started flowing so well.
And then ZZ came out with the poems becoming songs. ZZ came out, right?
Exactly.
But you were not born ZZ. That's not your original name.
Yeah, ZZ is from the name Ozioma, which is my Igbo name. That's the tribe I'm from. Okay, and it means good news or good message.
Wow.
And that's exactly what I'm trying to spread with my songs.
I just like that interpretation. Good news or good message. So we're going to have some good messages here today.
Yes.
Well, this
is definitely.
Definitely. This is the African beat on the Voice of America. I'm talking to my guest right now from Lagos, Nigeria, right on the phone. And that is ZZ. So we're going to take a song right now by ZZ. And this one is kind of a few years back, but I tell you, I was listening to it and it's just capturing my attention, and that is Butterflies and Juju. That is the first song I'm going to play from you, ZZ. But I want you to tell me, why did you title the song like this, Butterflies and Juju?
Well, you know how they say over here, like, this person has jazzed me. That's Juju, you know, black magic.
Uh-huh.
So it's a love song. And, you know, when someone is very much in love, they say, ah, this person has jazzed me. This person don't use Juju on me. So,
And
butterflies. When you have butterflies in your stomach, you know, so I mix it together.
Oh, my goodness. So it is the Juju that makes the butterflies start moving in the stomach. I love that. Okay, we'll come back to that. Let's hear the song right now. Butterflies and Juju. Not Jasmine, not Juju Mio.
Zizi, drumming. Butterflies and Juju. Forget all them I'm saying, it is not true. Open up your mind and realize you're my true boo. And I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Because in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and Juju. Said I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and juju. Said I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and juju. When I wake up in the morning, I don't feel. Open up my eyes, realize that I see you. And I wanna get to know you. I wanna step into your sangha. I wanna stroll into your sangha, get to know you. Forget the cops and fools, them crawling all up on you. Brush them off, yeah, but with the stickers, I don't want no trouble either. Maybe when the world is getting colder, I know that you'll be looking for
don't know why. The reason she not let me go, I'm gonna say yes for sure. Me, I go let you know I even love you more. Yes for sure. I'm gonna say you wanna your one baby. Never let her know that tell you otherwise. Yes for sure. Because you spark up me life, baby. So I may call you sunshine. Yes for sure.
Baby, when the world is getting colder, I know that you be looking for a
yes,
shoulder.
For sure.
And I'll be there to support you. Just like I told you. Forget all that I'm saying, it is not true. Open up your mind and realize you're my true boo. And I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and choo-choo. And I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and choo-choo. And I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and choo-choo. Oh, baby, just accept that I feel ya. You should let me love you and adore you, hallelujah. Breath on my shoulder. The rest of your body, feel your one breath on my shoulder. I hate the front, as you can see, it's pretty obvious. Don't get it twisted, I'm not easy. Ragged, rude, nasty, yeah, name's easy. Maybe when the world is getting colder, I know that you be looking for a
yes,
shoulder.
For sure.
And I'll be there to support you. Just like I
yes,
told
for
you.
Sure.
Forget all that I'm saying, it is not true. Open up your mind and realize you're my true boo. And I'll be faithful, baby. In my heart I'm feeling butterflies and choo-choo. Said I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and choo-choo. Said I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and choo-choo. Forget all that I'm saying, it is not true. Open up your mind and realize you're my true boo. Said I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and choo-choo. Said I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and choo-choo.
Yes, indeed. Butterflies and Juju. Beautiful music there by ZZ. And you know, when you talked about this song earlier, to say, when they say jazz out there, not jazz me, or somebody has jazzed me, that means, you know, like when you're falling in love. Because this is a romantic song. It's a love song. And have you ever been a victim of Juju in this context?
Well, I wouldn't know.
I mean, in the context of the butterflies moving in the stomach, you know, and the jazzy going around.
Definitely, I have.
All right, that is awesome. So, you started with the guitar and you were writing poems, and then all of a sudden you decided to transform those poems into music. And what was that transition like for you?
It all flowed so well. You know, first of all, I started by learning chords and learning how to play. You know, I've been very inspired by Bob Marley and his message. And all of a sudden, you know, I would just kind of play the chords and start freestyling or putting my poems over it. And it worked.
It worked.
It was a smooth transition.
You're biracial, half Filipino, half Nigerian, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're born in Nigeria, and I'm very proud of that you're born in Africa.
so am I. Yeah.
So we can take we can take you all to ourselves. You know, when you were getting into this music, you know, in Africa, as young children coming up, our parents normally want us to become doctors and become lawyers and become, you know, all those big names. And when you told them music is what you want to do, what was their reaction?
Okay, funny enough, my father is actually a doctor, and he did encourage us to be in the medical field. And growing up, it was, looking back now, I wish I had the courage to say that, you know, I want to study music. But, you know, I didn't, and I took up biology, which I don't regret. It would have been way better if I would have been able to tell him, like, you know, I want to study music. And even when I did tell him that I wanted to do music, it took him a while. It took my parents a while to really see that I was serious. But when they did see it, you know, I have all their love and support, and I'm grateful for that.
All right. Well, that sounds good. So apart from being a musician, you have another career that you actually majored in.
Yes, I do. I actually, I'm a finance manager at a hospital.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll come back and, you know, I love that, finance manager in the hospital. Yeah. Well, I wish you good luck in that. And you have this song called Get Behind Me.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, Get Behind Me is, is about, we all have that moment where we feel like we can't go on, and we feel so down, and we ask ourselves, well, what is the point? So Get Behind Me is supposed to be a feel-good song that's supposed to pull you out of that feeling, letting us know that nothing can stop me, or this evil can never come my way,
All right, okay, and I think that will it will resonate with a lot of people when they hear this song, and maybe they've been fighting with their own demon, you never know, and so they want that to get away from them. All right, so let's take this song now, Get Behind Me. This is the song for us by our guest on the line from Lagos, Nigeria, and that is ZZ. And so we will come back to ZZ right after this song. Get Behind Me. Beautiful beat there. And if you are listening, you've just joined me. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0900 Universal Time, straight here from Washington, D.C. And my guest today is ZZ from Nigeria. And we've just listened to Get Behind Me. What a tune that is. You know, like you said, ZZ, we all have those moments when we think that we've lost everything and we're in so much trauma, we're in so much distress, and we want to take that away from us, you know? And I really appreciate you doing a song like this.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's an honor.
Yes, the African Beat on The Voice of America. And now, one of the most important songs, you know, I talked to a friend of yours that is right here at the VOA, Ore, and he first of all introduced this song to me and let me watch the video of this song, The Fast Lane. Fast Lane. You know, most of us have been in fast lanes before. Maybe we did not even realize it, but we were just going as fast as we could and we cannot even stop. But let me bring it to you. You did this song, you wrote your lyrics, and you decided to put it out there. So tell me the story behind this song.
Well, just like you said, we've all been in fast lane. I was also on that fast lane. And if you look at the video, it'll give you a better understanding of what kind of fast lane I was on. And basically, being able to pull myself out of it and, you know, turning a new leaf. Because, you know, change, we say change is the only constant in life. So it's never too late to change those ways, you know, and that's what Fast Lane is about.
Yes, I grabs that. And I'll advise all those who are listening to the show right now to just check out on YouTube, Fast Lane by ZZ. You can see that video and you will see how, if you are on the fast lane, that will be a very good video for you to watch. And as you continue listening to the music, but I tell you, it's a song that I love. And like you said, as I said also earlier, we've all been in fast lanes, and some of us, you know, were able to get out of that fast lane and we decided to switch over to the lane that will keep us calm and put our lives in order. So I want to thank you very much for this wonderful message that you are sending out there.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Honestly, it is. And I thank you so much for giving me that the opportunity to put it out there, David.
And finally, before I let you go, you are in this position now, but we have other young girls like you, and even boys, you know, that have been trying to experiment the fast lane kind of thing. You know, have their own troubles that they've been going through. Like when you talk about get behind me. If some of them will look at you now, look at your video, and maybe walk up to you or listen to this program, and then come up to you and ask you for advice how they're supposed to carry on in life, what would you tell them?
You know, I would tell them, I could only talk from experience. I would tell them that, listen, when I was going through all this stuff, I wanted to be stubborn and say, I'll learn the hard way, I'll learn for myself. You know, I want to make my own mistakes. But I'll let them know that if you can avoid making these mistakes, that is the best thing you can do for yourself. Because, yes, people do make mistakes, and there are some people that learn from other people's mistakes, while there are others that really want to make those mistakes for themselves. And it's always good to try and avoid making mistakes if you can.
All right, that's a good one. It's a good one, and I think I'll take that. And so for those of you who are listening there, if you can avoid making those mistakes, please try to avoid them. And also, listen to the voice of your parents. Listen to the voices of your parents, please. All right, so we're gonna close today with Fast Lane. I want to thank you again very much, ZZ, for being with me on the show today. And
thank
I hope
you.
That anytime we call on you
thank
again,
you so
make
much.
Yourself available.
Of course, it's been amazing. Thank you. I had a great time.
All right. Well, with that, for all our African Beat fans out there, if you're listening, this is your great show, and we're going to climax today's show with The Fast Lane by ZZ. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.